بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In our last lesson, we spoke of the ruling with regards to Salatul Janaza. What type of a Salat is it? Is it a Fard Salah? Is it a Sunnah Salah? Is it a recommended Salah? We said that it is a Fard Salah, but it falls under the category of Fard Al-Kifaya. And we spoke of the difference between Fard Al-Ain and Fard Al-Kifaya. What is the difference between Fard Al-Ain and Fard Al-Kifaya? Fard Al-Ain is every such obligatory act that is the duty and the responsibility of every single individual. If one is performing it, the others are not absolved of it. A perfect example of that is Salah. Salah is Fard Al-Ain. Every mature adult Muslim is required to and is obligated to perform Salah. Fard Al-Kifaya, on the other hand, is such a Fard act that if it is fulfilled and performed by a certain amount or a number of people within the community, the others are absolved of it. It is not compulsory upon everyone. And if no one is doing it, everyone becomes sinful. And that is the ruling with regard to Salatul Janaza, so it is Fard Al-Kifaya. We move on to the actual method, the procedure of Salatul Janaza, how it is performed, and we commence with the Fard acts of Salatul Janaza. What are the obligatory acts of Fard Salatul Janaza? Now, of course, the conditions of Salatul Janaza are the same as that of Salah. That is, Tahara, one must be pure, and there must be no impurities found on one's body, on one's clothing, and the place where Salatul Janaza is offered must be pure as well. Then, of course, the condition of facing towards the Qibla, the same condition will apply when it comes to Salatul Janaza. Those who are performing the Salah must be facing the direction of the Qibla. But the difference, of course, between Salatul Janaza and the normal Salah is that the normal Salah, they are prescribed times. And the Salah must be performed within that prescribed time. And that does not apply to Salatul Janaza. The Fard acts of Salatul Janaza, there are two. There are two obligatory acts. Number one is to stand and perform Salatul Janaza. If you have the ability and physically you are able to stand, one must stand and perform the Salah. Number two, all four takbirs. These are the two compulsory acts. The takbirs must be uttered by the Imam and must be uttered by those performing behind the Imam. So, when it comes to Salah, the normal Salah, the first takbir is obligatory. What we call At-Takbiratu Tahrimah or Takbiratu Ihram. The takbirah that makes everything haram for you. The first takbirah of Salah. That takbirah is compulsory for everyone. For the Imam as well as the Muqtadi, the follower. In Salatul Janaza, all four of those takbirs are compulsory. And all must be uttered by everyone performing Salatul Janaza. We move on to the procedure of Salatul Janaza. Number one, the mayyit should be placed with the head on the right side of the Imam. This is the Sunnah, and this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed. The mayyit or the body should be placed. Imam should stand in line with the chest of the deceased. It is mustahab to make an odd number of rows. This is mustahab. It is preferable that the number of rows should be odd. So you have 3 rows or 5 rows or 7 rows. It is a mustahab and recommended deed. The rows should be close to one another. Of course, the rows will not be far apart as we have in Salah, but the rows will be close together and everyone will be standing in one saf, shoulder to shoulder, ensuring that we are all standing together in one line. The intention, what is the intention that should be made? The intention will be, I am performing this janaza salah for Allah behind this imam. Of course, niyyah, an intention, is an act of the heart. when the fuqaha and the jurists, when they define niyya, what is niyya? They say aqdul qalb. Aqdul qalb. What is niyya? Niyya is to fix your heart on what you are about to do. It's the moment where from within you, you decide what you are going to do, what you are about to perform, and how you are going to perform it. That is niyya. It is better not to verbalize the niyya. Hands should be raised up to the ears. Imam should say the takbir loudly, and the followers will say the takbir softly. Fold the hands under the navel, similar to the daily salah. The thana of janazah salah should be recited softly by all. So after the first takbirah, Allahu Akbar, what do we recite? We recite the thana. Of course, there's a difference amongst the schools of thought. Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, maintains the view that you will recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, as well as Imam Malik, rahimahullah, maintain the view that one will recite thana. There's a slight difference between the thana of salah and the thana of janazah salah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك. In salah we say وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك. And in janazah we say وجل ثناؤك ولا إله غيرك. Slight effort. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك وجل ثناؤك ولا إله غيرك. So you add this وجل ثناؤك ولا إله غيرك. That is the only difference. If one cannot add this part, وَجَلَّ تَنَاؤُكْ, it's fine. He may read the normal tana that is recited in salam. The imam will recite takbir aloud for a second time. The followers will do so silently. The hands must not be raised. So the hands are only raised for the first takbirah. For the second, third, and fourth takbirah, the hands will not be raised. But the takbirah must be recited by all. Durood e Ibrahim should now be recited. So after the first takbirah, we will recite the Durood Ibrahim that is recited in salah, in the last rak'ah of salah. Takbir should be said for the third time, as the above. So again, the takbir will be recited by both the imam and those who are following the imam silently, and the hands should not be raised. The dua that should be recited for an adult male or female after the third takbir. So after the third takbir, that's when you make the dua. For an adult male or female, Allahumma ghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa saghirina wa kabirina. Oh Allah, forgive those who are alive amongst us and those who have passed away, those who are present, those who are absent, the small, the young amongst us, wa kabirina, the elderly amongst us, wa dhakarina wa unthana, our males and our females. Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fa'ahya al-Islam. O Allah, whomsoever you give life from amongst us, give him life upon the religion of Islam. Waman tawaffaytahu minna fatawaffahu ala al-Iman. Whosoever you cause to die, O Allah, allow that person to die with Iman. That is the dua that we make for an adult, male or female. If it is a child, if we are performing the janazah salah of a child, then for the boy, we recite the dua, Allahumma ja'alhu lana farata, waj'alhu lana ajra wa dhukhra, waj'alhu lana shafi'a wa mushafi'a. Oh Allah, make him for us a farat. Farata. Farata is one whom we have advanced, one whom we have sent in front of us as a source of our salvation and as a source of reward. Farat. Waj'alhu lana ajra. You don't make dua maghfira or the young one. There you make dua maghfira. Allahumma ghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina. It's all about maghfira. Yeah, because they are sinless. You don't make dua for their forgiveness. So what do you make dua? You say, Allah, make them an investment for us. Ij'alhu lana farata. Waj'alhu lana ajra. Oh Allah, make this boy a source of reward for us. Wa dhukhra, a treasure for us. Waj'alhu lana shafi'a wa mushafi'a. Oh Allah, make him one who will intercede for us and whose intercession will be accepted. For the girl, it's the exact same dua, but you just change the personal pronoun. So instead of saying, oh Allah, make him, you are saying, oh Allah, make her. So instead of saying, Allahumma ja'alhu, it's Allahumma ja'alha lana farata, waj'alha lana ajra wa dhukhra, waj'alha lana shafi'atan wa mushafa'a. So that's the only difference, but otherwise the dua is the same. Then the imam should say the fourth takbir. So after the third takbirah, that is the du'as that are recited, after the fourth takbir, two loud salams are made. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, as we have in salah, one on the right and one on the left. The follower should utter the salam as well, but he should do so silently. May Allah grant us understanding.